Hello and Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to the fifth episode of Coffee Time with Technology. This time with a review of yet another of the awesome 100 innovations, that is Technology Education Class, which I've chosen from the Finland 100 list. This was developed in Oulu, Rajakylä School in 2012, and currently by 2017, this model was being tested in 30 new locations. So what's this all about? What is it in the technology education class? In the technology education class, students learn about everyday technology by doing things themselves, by experimenting with project-based learning. They learn different technology skills, which include modern craftsmanship skills that can be also used for creative expression. What are the basic intended outcomes of this particular program? This program aims to develop handicraft skills, develop technological literacy, develop teamwork skills, proactivity is increased, develop creative problem solving skills, learners gain understanding of the craftsman process. I believe it's a great opportunity for kids to share their inventions with the world. Okay, basically the program aims to nurture and develop skills students need to influence their future with emphasis on technology literacy. Getting an understanding of how the world around us is constructed from a technology point of view. The technology education class is a model which is suitable for different grade levels where the projects form a consistent thread of learning. Now it's a pedagogical continuum that combines subjects in different ways, in more meaningful ways. The projects can continue from one grade to another. They can be carried out as part of the everyday school life from everyday technology perspectives. Students have to play a very critical role in building the knowledge and establishing collaborations. Basically, the model is built around four multidisciplinary learning units, which include everyday technology, robotics and automation, product design and entrepreneurship, and games and programming. What are the core requirements? The technology education class requires a versatile learning environment, including a workshop space and a digital working environment. A technology-oriented classroom includes space, time, tools, materials for working with your hands, craftsmanship opportunities, experimenting, being creative and designing. Experts from local companies or educational institutions are invited and they play a very important and critical role in these projects. Their main role is to share their know-how with the students and help students link their projects to their real-life experiences. Overall, this project is very extensive and adopting it requires a lot of teamwork. The steps and guidelines are provided for experimenting, and once you are aware of the steps and guidelines and you are interested in implementing the project, you need to get in touch with the Rajakylä School in Finland. Okay, so what are the steps? There are five core steps to adopting or implementing a particular project in your schools. The first and the most important one. Getting acquainted with the technology education building blocks, which explains the pedagogy and content behind the model. So there are three major building blocks, which I really like: the learning environment, the phenomena-based learning, and the collaboration. The learning environment is open, flexible, self-built, supported with computers, cloud tools, mobile devices. Phenomena-based learning tells you how the theory and practice are combined together. Collaboration talks about resource teachers, students working as mentors, and collaboration with parents. These three blocks are then further divided, followed by four sub-blocks, which include technology projects, a list of the technology projects that are to be worked upon in this project, the pedagogy linked to these projects, the competencies linked to the projects, and further studies involved in this. Major building blocks are followed by four sub-blocks. These four sub-blocks include technology projects, the pedagogy involved with the technology projects, the competencies linked with these technology projects, and suggestions and recommendations for further studies. For example, the first unit, technology in everyday life, means the pedagogy is all about learning by doing. The competencies linked to this unit include developing cognitive skills, process thinking skills, and creativity skills, and multidisciplinary skills. In the second unit, robotics and automation, the pedagogy in focus is all about collaborative learning. The skills or the competencies that they aim to develop are self-motivation, collaboration skills, self-reputation skills, and self-evaluation skills. The third unit, which focuses on design and entrepreneurship, the pedagogy involved is based on problem-based learning. The skills that the third unit aims to develop include DIY skills, which which is do-it-yourself skills, the hands-on experience, spatial reasoning skills, and developing entrepreneurship skills. The last and the fourth unit, which is games, all about games and programming, focuses on the pedagogy involved in the design process. And the competencies that this unit aims to develop include building or enhancing technological literacy, natural science skills, and digital skills. For example, technology in everyday life is one of the four units, which aims at developing technology literacy. Over a period of 4 years, with the help of the project, students learn about electricity, traffic, building technology, architecture, modeling, and home appliances. Okay, step two. Once you're aware and you have clarity about the main building blocks of the education technology class, you get to choose the most appropriate learning unit amongst the four units. The easiest way for the teachers to start basically depends on knowing their own competencies and grade levels. Each project is a good possibility, but the third one, product design and entrepreneurship, have been found to be a very effective combination. Learning units are designed individually for each class so that they can form a long-term continuum. Skills learned are based on the prior knowledge. Learning units can continue from 1 year to another. For example, by studying simple structures and mechanisms as a part of a single project in third grade. In the fourth grade, students explore functions in vehicles such as movement, power transmission, friction, etc. And in the fifth grade, they can build a house into a miniature city model using laser cutting electricity. Step three is all about focusing on planning class-specific goals. It's the time for you to think about the goals you will select, think about the school curriculum, and how do you plan to combine different subjects with the technology project. For example, in the Rajagiri school, third grade, teachers in everyday the unit teaches technology in everyday life and combined into a different subject. For example, for ages 9 to 12, they focus on multidisciplinary arts, maths, environmental studies, and crafts. Transversal competencies include developing virtual literacy, ICT skills, personal life skills, and entrepreneurship skills, as well as participation, influencing, and building a sustainable field. Okay, step 4 is all about inviting an expert from a local company or educational establishment to your school. Each project includes an expert who aims to attach the topic into the aim of which is to attach a topic with relevant experiences. Experts can be visitors associated from different local companies. The types of visitors include from ages 9 to 10, a construction engineer can be called. For ages 10 to 11, a car mechanic can be called. For ages 11 to 12, an urban planning architect can be called. And for ages 12 to 13, an electrical engineer can be called. Step 5 is all about establishing a technology-oriented class. In case you like the project and you're interested in the project, you need to get in touch with the Rajagiri school, who will help you establish a technology education class in your school. Now, why do I particularly like this technology education class project? I feel schools up to now have focused on teaching ICT skills. Now it is the time that they start developing a technology-based curriculum. And with working on this project is a great opportunity to actually develop a technology-based curriculum. It's time that it is seen as a major component in the curriculum. What are the results of implementing such a project in school? We hope to see meaningful learning with technology in schools, trained students, trained teachers, effective teaching and learning with technology. Our technology enhanced curriculum will be available for all schools and can be easily piloted in any of the branches in any of the schools. So what's the wait for? Go dig on, explore a little, and I'm sure this is worth exploring, experimenting, and trying out in your schools and in your branches. So that's it for now. Signing off. Bye bye. Take care. Allah Hafiz. Till my next episode of Coffee Time with Technology.